can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I invite you to take a breath, a deep inhale. Hold it for just a second and then let it go. And what we're doing in doing this is trying to recreate a focus, reprioritize our thoughts so that we eliminate all of those red herrings, those deceitful messages that are present to us in so many places. And we go inside and listen. And maybe we'll hear the message loud and clear as we listen to that still small voice that we are loved, that we are loved, that we are meant to experience incredible joy and growth and prosperity and ultimately peace in our lives. And if we don't hear it loud and strong, then maybe we'll just pick up a clue here and there. That leads us to the knowing that's consistent with our souls, that's consistent with the fiber of our being, that's consistent with that Christ light that burns within each and every one of us. And so I'm just going to invite you to do just that. Stop, pause, listen in some moments of silence. And now softly, gently, I invite you to come out of that deep intensity. Although it may be hard to leave it. The time is too short. But we can go there as often as we need to. And so I invite you, if you're comfortable, to slowly open your eyes. Reacquaint yourself with your surroundings. And carry with you that realization that as you think, so it is. And you can control what it is that you think. And for this time together this morning, the power and the beauty of prayer, and to share with one another together, we are grateful. We say thank you, Spirit, and so it is. Amen.